My brother.
Rich pushed up. And we can say real quick, we can segue into that. Rich Dollars said something on his IG. He said Beyonce sold all these albums, all this shit. She worked $100 million. And she took back Jay-Z and kept it moving. You girls with three panties, two bras, driving a Toyota, won't let the shit go. So that's what we could go into it right there. But shout out to Rich Dollars. Dad, my nigga. Dad.
Rich Dollars, everybody. My guy is in the building, man. Rich Dollars, great exec. Loving hip hop. Everything you know about Rich Dollars, he in the building, man. Richie, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, brother? What's good?
Hey, chilling. We here. You know, we vibing. So let's go ahead and just segue to what you've been talking about or what you've been posting lately.
I'm listening to the conversation, and I feel like what are we talking about? Like, first of all, what are we talking about?
Well, the topic was off of Khloé taking back Tristan.
I mean, first of all, there's kids involved, right? So, I mean, that's probably has something to do with it. But I'm a firm believer that those girls live in such a different bubble. They live in the social media bubble. So relationships ain't really relationships for them. Relationships is monetary. It's about capitalizing off of whoever's in your circumference that week, so that you can stay relevant in the blogs. You can stay I think for them, like, they're all rich enough that those kids don't want for anything. So it's not like you even have to indulge in a relationship because you feel like, well, we're gonna co-parent. Where those girls is like 100 millionaires or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it's not the same. But they do what they do because it's like that's their job, bro. Like, that's their job, my nigga. Like, it's their job to keep the new athlete or to stay in the blogs or to not just stay in the blogs, but if you, even the negative, like, in their mindset, there is no such thing as bad press. It's like, just don't be indifferent. You could hate me, you could love me, just don't be indifferent. Just don't not care. Don't not care. That's the worst thing in the world for those people is like, you feel like, yo, we don't care about them. That shit will drive them crazy.
That's yo, the worst Rich, thing any nigga cheating. You spitting facts, my G. I'm going to segue into this, and I know you could unpack this. Rich Dollar says something very important. The worst thing you can do to a Kardashian, and any woman for that matter, is not give them attention. Because women want attention more than they want love. Women want attention more than they want the money, actually. The money, they don't care about the money. They care about the lifestyle. So what Rich is saying is, you want to take power away from these bras, these chickens, stop paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. So that way you take the power back, and that way they start acting right.
How else do you go away? Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do with your kid? when your kid is acting like a little, like you're trying to watch the baseball game and she's, and your kid is like driving you crazy, what do? You indulge, in which case she's going to continue to act up, or you ignore her, in which case in 5 minutes she's going to leave your room and go into your mother's room and bother her.
Yeah.
Bomb.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Everybody that's in the room, man, we got Rich Dollars. Rich Dollars, this is my partner, AV, also known as Alpha Villain. He's on Tuesday nights with me. You know what I mean? We discuss not just about relationship, but anything that's happening in the current events and stuff like that, man.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm glad to have him here with me. And also the show is sponsored by Guillaume. Beautiful, gorgeous
what
bottle.
What is that?
Cognac.
Oh, you got to send me some of that. That's a nice bottle.
I got one for you right here. When you coming back to Miami, by the way?
I'm getting ready to go to back up top, and then I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm going back up top, and then I'm going to San Diego for 2 weeks. Somebody got to pay these bills, man.
Hey, I feel you, man. You are a hustler. You are an entrepreneur. You know, you've been holding it down, man. You know, for the people that don't know, let's know where's Richie Dollars from? You from New York, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Harlem, New York.
What part of Harlem?
Huh?
What part of Harlem?
135th and Lenox.
Gotcha. A lot of people don't know, man, but I'm from Lakeview, 106 Madison.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you was Miami, dude.
Yeah, nah, man. Raised and born in St. Luke's Hospital. But I've been a Lakeview guy since, you know, my early age of the year, but Miami did make me when I moved out there. And there were so many DJs in New York, the Tony Touches and the Doo-Wops. I couldn't, you know, I was too young to come out. So once I moved to Miami, Miami made me. But yeah,
okay. I was getting ready to say, damn, I've been knowing you about 20 years now. I feel like Bad Boy, when I was at Bad Boy, it was like 02. This is like 21 now. So I had to know you during the Ryan Leslie era with Cassie and all Sherry and Boys in the Hood. That's when it's been that long.
So you out there, you produce a lot of hit records. You've made a lot of artists, you know, famous. You know what I mean? What is Richie doing right now after, you know, coming out of the Love and Hip Hop? Are you still doing Love and Hip Hop? Are they still producing my show?
Yeah, Miami comes on next week, bro.
Really?
I'm gonna need you to be a little bit more. I'm gonna need you to be a little bit more focused. Miami, your city comes on next week, Monday.
Shameless plug
for the Miami Love and Hip Hop that actually premieres next week, Monday. Atlanta is on right now, and then New York and Los Angeles come at the end of the year because of COVID. You know, excuse me, because of COVID last year, we didn't get to do much. Mm-hmm. So they picked up where they left off. And New York was just ending as COVID was kicking in. Like, we had pretty much finished shooting. And then Atlanta was about to come on, but because COVID came, they couldn't finish. They tried to do a couple of episodes with the doing green screens in your house with the phones and trying to do it like bubbles, and it didn't really work. So they cut it off and they picked up where they left off. And that's why Atlanta and Miami are coming now, and then New York and LA come at the end of the year. Hopefully, if there's no more shutdowns, we don't know.
You got to excuse me on that because, yeah, I look at the Miami version, you know, Gunplay and Trick is the only one that really, really entertained me on that show. I like the New York version, you know, way better, you know what I mean? You guys, the Cream Squad, all of y'all, very funny. Speaking of
the it's crazy. yeah, it's crazy. Those are... The Creep Squad, those are the niggas I resonated with. You know what I mean? I was just like, yo, those are my dudes. Because you guys kept it real. You know what I'm saying? And you guys are, you know, good or bad, we're all flawed, right? But you know, nobody's role model. But the good things about you outweigh the bad things, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And the things that you've done, Rich, you still relevant. You're an older gentleman. You more in shape now than when you premiered on Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for a lot of dudes to see what you're doing and know that it's never too late. Time is actually on our side as a man. As you age, if you're doing shit and you focus, time is on your side. It's the reverse for women. Women actually lose the things that had them at their prime, their beauty and their body. So men really need to realize and look at the real hustlers. So I got a question for you, Rich. How does a woman date a hustler, a grinder like you that's always busy? How does a woman get to make the cut to be with you?
I'm gonna be honest. It comes a time in a man's life, like, okay, so you figure you go to school, you don't go to school. The reality is, I don't care what age you are, I think there's phases of life, right? Like, there's a phase that's like the college phases. You fucking everything moving. You drinking. You hanging out. You hanging out at South Beach. You doing your college thing. You all like, you know, you play house every Monday night with Epps. Whatever.
What?
Then you grow up a little bit, and then you still go out. You still have a good time. You still party, but you have priorities. Now you got kids. Now you got to pay bills. Now you can't go home because you're a sucker if you live in your mother's basement, right? So those are the things. Right. Those are the things you can't do. The next level to that is hustling and making money and taking care of yourself and your family and everybody around you financially. Then the next step after that is finding somebody to share that with. The problem that women have is that 2021, I don't know what the fuck happened, my friend, but they feel like they're entitled to some shit. Nobody's entitled to Birkin bags. Nobody's entitled to trips. That's some shit that you earn. So
let's go.
When you ask me, how does a woman get to the point where you like feel comfortable and you want to be around her and she makes the cut? She makes the cut because she has her own. She has her own mentality. She has her own way of thinking. That's not the way that you're gonna like. I don't want a chick that wanna be a Kardashian. I don't want a chick that wanna follow behind what these little girls are saying on social media. You gotta buy me a Birkin bag or take me to Aruba or take me to Vegas, whatever. Be a grown woman. And when you're being a grown woman, you're going to attract a grown man.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? Barnes. So if you wanna be a little girl, don't be mad when you attract little boys. And little boys can be little boys just because they're 45 years old don't mean they can't be little boys, because that's all a mindset. So if you want the dude that's giving away APs or giving away Birkin bags or giving away, don't think that you're the only one he's giving it to.
Facts.
You set yourself up for that because you're giving away your love and your everything for a Birkin bag. When if this nigga bought you a Birkin bag, rest assured he can buy two. And if he can buy two, he can buy three.
Word.
And that's facts.
Mic drop.
Immaturity out there with the ladies. I'm gonna be honest with you. Huh? A lot of immaturity out there with the ladies lately, man. I see a lot of scams. I see a lot of fuckery. I see a lot of.
Bro, you in the club every night. You working. You looking at this shit. You looking at just right before you. When I come to Miami, the first person I call is you. We hang out. We go have a drink. We go to Playhouse. We sit. We watch it. Mm-hmm. We watch it. I can appreciate it from a distance. Mm-hmm. That don't mean that I want to be a part of it. I can go to the club with you, and we can party, and we can go to South Beach, and when we do our 1-2-step. But when you go home, you're going home to something. So you appreciate what you're going home to. You're going home to your wife and your kids. So you can look at what's going on in the club and be like, yo, this shit is crazy. And we laugh about it, and we go home, and we get in our cars, and we go home to real life. But some people want to live in that club. And that becomes their identity. And that can't be your identity. That can't be who you are, because you're never going to attract a grown person if you continue to act. If you acting like you acted when you was 25 and you 40, what's the difference of what you're going to attract? A 40-year-old that act like a 25-year-old.
Facts.
That's what you're looking for. God bless you.
Word. Yo, Rich. You said something, yo, you spitting facts, my G. You said something important. When y'all go to the club, Epps is on the driver's side. He looking. Y'all see it. So a lot of people, they mad at social media, right? They feel like social media ruined the dating game or ruined relationships, which is partially true. But for me, I realized social media is a gift and a curse, because social media is just letting you see women as they really are. You can't be taking pictures. Listen, you showing your ass, you taking pictures, you doing all this dumb shit, and you're not supporting me, you're not helping me. You're just doing it for clout. So the phone is really your way to get attention. So when you see that, men get mad at women instead of understanding that this is what it is. You can either love them or understand them. But if you don't understand women, you will never be able to keep a woman. And that's why you're going to feel like acting 20, 45, acting like you're 25, trying to like, you live something that you can't live with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The reality is, this is a different day. And if you don't grow with the times, then you age out. You'll age yourself out of this whole shit. If you want to age out and you want to be an urban AC, then that's fine. You can go and be on the Maxwell tour. But if you still want to do the hot shit, and you gotta at least be knowledgeable about what it is. That don't mean you gotta, I guess, subscribe to that shit. But you still gotta be aware of what's going on around you and your surroundings. Or else you're gonna be the old nigga in the club, or you're gonna get played. Right. So you could be one or the other. You could be the old nigga in the club, or you could get played. But if you at least know what's going on, you can appreciate it for what it is. Social media is exactly what you said it is. It's a gift and a curse. Everybody got access now.
Word. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody got access now. There used to be a time where it took you, if you wanted to meet Puff or Jay or one of them, it took you like levels. You got to find Tracy Waples or Richie Dollins or Sean Fresh. You got to find somebody to take you to them, and then you got to meet them, and then you got to figure out how to get into that room. Now it's just sliding the DMs and hope this nigga wake up and go decide that he want to see what's popping out there today. And that's how people get caught up. That's how people are getting caught up, because there's so much access. You could have sex with a girl and she put you on the gram, or she take a picture of you in the house, or she take a picture in your elevator. Your girl know that elevator. Your girl know that hallway. Your girl know that bathroom and that mirror. She's safe. And the way people work today is they operate in peace for times of war. Like, you don't have to trust no more. You, like, I be sitting there and I be like, shorty's taping, but we in a good place right now. We not beefing. We not arguing. We having dinner. Why are you sneak taping me? You know why? Because in her mind, she's ready for when I fuck up. She could put that tape out. That's a horrible way to live your life. It's for us to go to dinner, have a good time, go to the movies, and you videotaping, you saving pictures, you taking pictures, all because one day that other girl might pop out and you want to let her know that you got the one up. So you can't even enjoy your life because you're so busy preparing for war in times of peace. That's crazy.
You killing it. Bars, bro. Jesus.
I could definitely relate to what he's saying, man. You know, Richie, you know, recently came to Miami and, you know, he said, he looked at me like, yo, what's up? You're not drinking? I'm like, no. I don't want to drink. You know what I mean?
Sure did.
And, I haven't even told him the situation I've been in, but, you know, I had a bad experience. And, you know, once, you know, people have bad intentions to do things to you, you know, and slip you something, and you end up somewhere you're not supposed to be, it just you know, puts you in a bad position. It puts you in a bad world. You know what I mean? People are thinking the wrong things about you, but, you know, it is what it is, you know? Right. But, Richie, man, what's up with your love life, man?
I mean, you know, we doing what we do. It's difficult for me. It's always going to be difficult for me until this like, when you work, there's an old saying. They say, like, you could tell when somebody's doing really, really good on their job is when your relationships and your personal shit sucks. That's how you can really, really tell. Somebody's killing it in the work, that means that all the other shit around you is suffering because you spend so much time and energy. At some point in time, I'm going to want to not do this anymore. Because I'm giving away years. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm giving away a lot of years of my life because I'm chasing a bag. You know what I mean? And in me chasing that bag, oftentimes, it's not always conducive with a 45-year-old man having a girlfriend and a relationship and doing things like that, because it doesn't always work out. Mm-hmm. So you got to prioritize this type of shit, and then you got to figure out how to move forward after you prioritize. So you try to juggle both of them. And I guess, long story long, what I'm saying is that They come and go. They come and go. But I ain't got nobody that is like that. I can like say, okay, I'm walking down the aisle next week. So, and as long as I'm doing reality TV and I'm Creep Squad and all this other stuff, then I guess, you know, the women that really you want to be a part of your life don't really want to be a part of your life because they don't know the real Richie. They don't know me like you do. They know the persona.
Yeah,
which ain't much different. And the funny thing about this is that everybody's like, yo, you niggas is so slimy. Sweetheart, your nigga is doing the same thing. What are you talking about right now?
Facts.
What are you talking about right now? Like, is Peter crazy? Peter's crazy because he got multiple baby mamas? I would venture to say that that's like probably 95% of society. So-and-so's crazy because he's doing it. Like, these are things that, like, if you, like, people in this day and age, they want to create their own narrative. And the best way to create their own narrative is to down the next person and act like that they're not part of that. But the reality is, the reason you hate me so much is because the nigga lying next to you does what I do. But you don't want to get mad at him. You want to get mad at me because it's easy to get mad at me. You don't know me. You talk crazy to me on social media, but you don't really know me. You don't want to talk crazy to the nigga next to you that's laying in bed with five girlfriends, because then he gonna leave. And where that gonna leave you? Facts. My nigga, I don't come on these shows to talk shit. I come on here to spit real. My nigga, they can get mad at me if they want to, but we're going to keep it 100% honest, Epps, you know me.
No, and I had to bring you on the show because I caught you and Sean Perez going at it, you know, at one time. I'm like, you know what? I'm slipping. I need to bring Rich on the show so he can come talk that shit. You know what I mean?
Facts, man. Like,
shout out to everybody that's buying a badge, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Jay is Gem, Queen of Queen Femi, Don't Sleep Promotion, 305 Finest. We appreciate you. Don't Sleep Promotion is asking, is there any new music should we be looking out for?
Nah, I'm gonna be honest. I haven't done music. Actually, we need to get me and you need to get on the phone with your man's from Miami because I've been neglecting that and I do want to really take that seriously. So let's handle that. The kid I met at Playhouse a couple weeks back.
You know, Killer Rock. Okay, got you.
So let's make that happen. Because right now it's like, right now I'm just getting back into the mix, man. COVID is finally, you know, God willing, COVID is finally lifting. Shows, restaurants in the city are being open. Everything is kind of back open now. So it's giving me an opportunity to get back out into the mix and try to, you know, make up for lost time. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yo, Rich, you said something important that I think the audience needs to hear or probably went over their head. You said right now, you know, there's nobody that's special right now and you don't want to be doing this forever. I think from what I gather from that is that you found something. You're being proactive as a man. You're still doing something that you love, and that's the love that's substituting the love that you may potentially have when you find the right person. So the takeaway from that, I think the audience needs to understand, is that it's not about women. As you age and you start to level up, you're going to see that relationships are important. But it's always important to do what you love. Rich said his career is popping right now because he's everything else, you know, his love life is not really there. So he's getting to focus. A lot of men are focusing on the wrong things. They're not prioritizing. So a lot of dudes are going to be mad at broads trying to chase broads and their financials and their legacies left behind. So I think it's very important that you said that because a lot of dudes need to really prioritize what is important. So that way, when you on your purpose, people are going to come to you. You ain't even got to chase them. They're going to come to you. They're going to find you. Very important.
It's super duper important that listen, there's stages of life, man, and everybody goes through their stages of life. And as you grow up and you start to understand where you're at and you're self-aware, the key to this whole shit is being self-aware. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Because if you're not self-aware, then you're just going to be out here willy-nilly, you know, like you know how we make fun of the crackhead and be like, yo, she used to be so bad when she was in high school, but she don't even understand what she looked like now because she's not self-aware. Crack makes you not self-aware. So you still think you the prom queen, but really you the prom fiend. That's the same. That goes for niggas too. Like, you think you the hot nigga in the club and you think you fly, but niggas is looking at you like you a 70-year-old clown. Like, nigga, you 70, you 50 years old running 25-year-old games, nigga. Like, you a clown. But people don't understand that because you're not self-aware and you haven't really understood the levels of which. And the crazy thing is, if you grow, women will appreciate that. You will never lose a woman. Yo, you will never lose a woman for growing up and leveling up and getting a
pass.
You will never lose. You will add more because the young
and they'll wait.
Want an older dude now because he's secure. He got himself together. He don't live in his mama basement. He ain't Ubering. He can afford to put you in an Uber and send you home and not put you on the fucking mama bus. Like this, come on. You will never lose anything by leveling up. You will only lose things when you pretend to level up. And then you're exposed at a later date. You spend so much time, niggas in, and I say this about Miami, Atlanta, New York, all the major cities. Niggas spend so much time pretending that if you really actually took the time to do it, you could have it. But you spend so much time pretending that you know it that you never want to learn it.
Woo!
You just go through life never learning it because you spend so much time pretending that you already knew it. The craziest shit.
Then we talk about that earlier, man. You know, about, you know, like Sharon 525, I appreciate the badge. You know, about like through the pandemic, we here figured out how to entertain the world, how to, you know, promote ourselves, how to get our numbers up, how to interview people such as Rich Dollaz and all types of celebrities and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of DJs haven't figured it out. They have came on, they spun a little bit, but it's like they all dropped out the ball game. You know what I mean? I guess they went back to the club. But here we are about to probably, hopefully not, but probably go back to lockdown again. And
I hope not, bro.
I hope not either, but, you know, if something like that were to happen, I feel like I'm ahead of the game with this Instagram things. You know, just like D-Nice, we're going to be here. People are going to still come check us, and we're going to be ahead of the game, and we're going to be holding it down. And you know, I totally feel what you're saying on that, Rich. Rich, let me ask you something. What do you feel about, like, people, you know, I had a talk with a friend earlier about this. People just dissing the plug and not using the plug correctly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you yourself, you are a plug. You know what I mean? You know. And I think some people probably take advantage of you, or don't, or you know, they don't utilize you right. You know what I mean?
Don't appreciate it.
See, yeah. The thing about it is, it goes back. It's twofold. This is twofold. One fold is being aware and understand that somebody actually did help you. But what happens is people, you help people, you notice, and this is no better person than a DJ. Look, I'll give you, since we music people, I'll give you the music example. Nigga coming out of Miami, he hot, he high. But you know what? Epps takes him under the wing. Come to my club, I'm going to play your record. Tell me that, da 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 da. Next thing you know, this nigga gets to be popping. Who's the first person he forget? He forgets you. You know why? Because he's not aware. He think that he got it popping. He forgets that you are the one that opened these doors. Now, I'm not saying that I can go on stage and perform for you. I can't say that I can make a hot record for you, but I can expose that hot record to the world and make people love you. So don't forget when I opened that door. So now you open the door and you be like, nah, this is all me. That's the same way people are. People are like that. You bring somebody on the show, they forget. They might get on the show and do well. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. they forget how they got there. Mm-hmm.
Very important stuff, because a lot of the younger generation, especially young women and people in general, you guys are in the industry, they don't pay homage or they don't understand what it took to get here. So you saying self-awareness, a lot of these people, we older, so we were born before the social media shit. We had a benefit. So the fact that you on here, Rich, spitting this game is nice, because it's different from your persona on TV. This is real shit that people are going to appreciate you more on the show, because at the end of the day, if you're not appreciating and have self-awareness, you're not going to appreciate anything. You're going to block your blessings. You're going to overlook your blessings, and you're just going to be running in place. This is why OGs like you are saying that if you're not self-aware and understand who helped you get on, you're not gonna take it for granted and not know the value of it. You ain't never gonna grow.
It's like this, and this is with everything in life. And I give music examples because I'm actually a music dude, so it's easy for me. And I know Epps understands me being a radio dude and him being a DJ. But in the whole microcosm of life, people never want to do what they need to do to succeed for long term. They always want to do what they can do to get to that point. And then once it's like this, it's everything. You social step. So this dude could get me here. So now once I got here, I got to get rid of this dude and go to find the next dude. And then I got to find the next dude or the next set of help. The reality is you are supposed to bring somebody with you. And that's how you create long-term team. Jay-Z, Tata, Lenny S, Guru, OG Juan. Those are day ones. Now, you're going to lose a few Dame Dashes along the way because they don't subscribe to your mind, your level of thinking. So you're going to lose something, because it's not no harm, no foul. You don't think the way I think. So I can't continue to carry you with me, because you're going to hurt me in the long run. So
right.
Jay brought those people with him. And those dudes are living in mansions and big houses and 17,000 cars and 37,000 square feet of property in their living room, and they're enjoying life. You know why? Because as they were growing, they understood the importance of sticking together and becoming a team. Jay didn't say, okay, well, Tata, this is what you could do for me. Now you can't do it for me no more. So let me just find the next dude. Because now you're going to be by yourself at the top, if you can even stay at the top without those people. Because now that same staircase that you went up, you might have to come back down. And you know who you're going to see on the other side? Same niggas you left behind.
Yep. And you're a guy that goes from Atlanta, California, Miami, back home to New York. And you, those names alone that you said right there, do you see the difference with them and the cats in other markets? Like, because in my market, like, I'm sorry. There's not that type of
loyalty.
I'm my homie up. There's no team. There's no clique.
I don't think, honestly, about them dudes per se. I think it's more about that person, right? That person has to be that dude. You can't go and I don't think it's a city thing. I think every city has those type of people. Every city has those dudes that are loyal. You just gotta find them. And you got every city those dudes that are looking for a come up. Because the come up part is easier. The come up is easier. It's easy to use somebody and then go buy a couple drinks and use them and get your record plated and not really build that relationship. That's the easy thing. Throw a couple bucks and then the hard thing is being with somebody and running with that dude and making sure that they good and they making sure you good, because that's a loyalty thing. Now you got to carry that nigga's weight on your shoulders too. And a lot of times niggas like to run when it gets a little convenient. Oh, this nigga got in trouble. Oh, I can't deal with him no more. He off the team. Or this nigga out here, we bumped heads on a chick or something. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, this loyalty. There's a bunch of things that can make dudes act the way they act. You just got to find the right ones, because everywhere I've gone, Jay-Z's, he's an anomaly because he's like that. Epps, we know moguls, and they not like that. Jay is different. It don't have anything to do with Brooklyn. It might be got everything to do with Brooklyn. But I like to think that it has, I would like to think that it has nothing to do with Brooklyn and more to do with him. I think if Jay-Z grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, he would still be that fella, because that's who he is as a person.
Yo, Rich, very important takeaway what you said. You're basically talking about integrity and character, my G. Character and integrity. It don't matter, because there's some scumbags in New York in different markets, L.A., the music industry. There's some scumbags. You just said you know some moguls that are not built like that. We can relate it to women. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife. If you're coming up with a non-trustworthy nigga, he's still going to be that non-trustworthy nigga. So at the end of the day, with self-awareness, like Rich said, you are able to select and choose better. Now you self-aware, you know what's going to work for you and what's not, as far as women, business partners, artists you're producing. It's all about self-awareness as a man, so you know who to keep around you to help build you. You got to delegate the power, but you can't delegate the power if you're not self-aware, like Bish said.
Self-aware is really the most important thing in life, because it's just knowing who you are.
Right.
Knowing who you are, what you need, what are your deficiencies, what are your strong points. That's all being self-aware is. It's being knowledgeable about who you are and what you can do, how you improve. What are the things, like, niggas don't want to say, I don't have a Lexus or a Benz or whatever, because they want to go out and pretend like they do. But that's not self-aware, because you'll never get it if you're always pretending. If you don't just acknowledge what it is and say, I got to grind. I got to get on my grind. Yo, Epps, my record ain't doing good. Don't be the artist that runs up in the club like, I'm the hottest nigga in Miami, and the hottest DJ in Miami never heard of you. That don't make no sense, bro. You can't be the two. You can't be. So you come in here and you be humble. That's being self-aware. I'm humble because I'm not popping, but I think I'm nice. And if you listen to my music, you might think I'm nice. And now we can build. But you turn a nigga off when you run up in the club like you the hottest nigga in the club. And I'm like, all right, well, how many spins you got? And nigga's like, I don't know. What? What's your streaming look like? I don't know. Are you doing shows? Nah. Nigga, you not hot.
You not popping.
That's the definition of hot.
Definitely, man. Before we get up out of here, man, there was a couple of, and we do have stupid people out there. We have dumb people out there. It is what it is. But, you know, I have you on the flyer and you're holding up, you know, a sign. And there are some people out there that thinks it's a gang sign.
It could
be. Can you clarify what you are holding up?
I'm actually a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, my friend. So I'm a Kappa. I'm a new. And that's what my sign is. That's the yo. So you can take it. I don't tell people what it is, but you take from what you want to take from it, and you create your own. But if you know anything about me, then you know I'm not a 45 year old man throwing up gang signs on a fucking podcast flyer. So if you put
self awareness,
right?
You shut down. Now I was saying you shut. That's called self awareness. You don't tell people about it. But you self-aware, you could take whatever you want from it. That's what I'm saying. I'm piggybacking on you.
Exactly. If you, listen, if you want to make every, like, if you want to make something, then you can make it that. Because I might be that too.
Right.
I might be that too.
right.
Right? But if you want to make something, then nobody's going to tell you what to do. Like, I'm too old to try to fight the narrative or fight motherfuckers on social media who don't know.
I'm saying.
The reality is, if you know anything about me, you know that's not who I am and that's not what I'm doing. And that's some silly shit that niggas my age should never be doing anyway. So with that being said, that's probably not what he's doing. So maybe you should look in another direction. And if you don't want to lose it, if you choose not to look in another direction, then that's not on me no more. Because I swear to God, I'm not sitting on social media trying to appease the motherfuckers that's following me or the 1,700 people that's in this live. We having a conversation. I'm telling the real. If you want to subscribe to the shit that I'm saying, God bless you, because I speak real and I speak honest. But if you don't, and I'm a clown and you fucking that, then I can be that too. And the block button is my friend.
Wow. There it goes. And we're just gonna leave it. We're just going to leave it at that. We're going to close it like that, man. Yo, Rich, I appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit, man. You my brother for life.
Salute,
I mean, like you said, since the Bad Boy era, man, we've been, you know, good friends, and I just appreciate you always checking up on me, making sure I'm good. You come to the city, you check in, you holler and everything.
Of course.
You know, just thank you for all the advice you gave and everything, man. And hope to have you back on the show, man, and we could talk some more.
Let's do it, man. I enjoyed it. Fastest half an hour of my life. Y'all be good. Yo, Epps, my nigga, be good.
Yo, salute. Peace, friend.
Follow my guy, Richie Dollars, man. Yes.